With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
A new study has found what researchers consider to be high levels of the chemicals PFAS in public drinking water in dozens of American cities, including Philly. KYW's Kim Globus reports the people behind this study are calling on the government to revise its standards.
The Environmental Working Group tested tap water in 44 cities. Only one had no detectable level of PFAS, the forever chemicals linked to certain cancers, reproductive issues, and other health and developmental problems. EWG's David Andrews.
The EPA has set a health advisory level, not a legal limit, for the combined total of PFOA and PFOS. Those are the Teflon and Scotchgard nonstick chemicals. And their value was 70 parts per trillion. Based on the latest science, we think that a safe level of exposure is one part per trillion.
Andrew says about 600 new PFAS chemicals have been produced in the last decade, and they're in everything. Slick papers used in fast food preparation, rain-repellent clothing, even dental floss.
The Glide floss, at least some of the Glide floss, have advertised the use of these compounds to make them more slippery on your teeth.
The Philadelphia Water Department declined comment until it could review the EWG survey. Pennsylvania is currently working to set its own maximum contaminant level for PFAS because the EPA is unwilling to set a national standard. New Jersey's MCL is 14 parts per trillion. Kim Globus, KYW News Radio.